NFI, North Carolina, Georgia, California, New York, Seattle, Washington, around the world, in studio, NFI, Radio Gospel Network, the number one quartet station in the world. Morning. It is 10 minutes after 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on a wonderful Thursday, giving God all the praise, the glory, and the honor. Thank you again for catching the wave. I'm your host, the Anointed One, and always my pleasure. Once again, thank you again. Far and near, for those of you that lock in each and every day, we thank you so much. And those of you, if you want to catch the wave with us Mondays through Sundays, you can go to our website at nfiradio.com. That's nfiradio.com. And you can also listen in live on Facebook, on our Facebook page. That's NFI Radio Gospel Network, Raleigh, North Carolina, on our Facebook page. And you can also join us on Blog Talk Radio.
as well as dial in and listen with your mobile phone. Simply dial 563-999-3020. We are an international network where you can listen to the very best in gospel music, the Word of God, and also 30 minutes power prayer Mondays through Thursdays from 12:30 p.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. There's a lot going on around the world, and on yesterday they had this flood as well as the storm in Florida, and many of you have been watching it very closely and know relatives or maybe have friends that's in Florida, and many of you saw the damage that that storm did, and it's still a lot of water is coming in to the land there in Florida. So keep them in prayer as they go through and prepare to try to clean up that they didn't finish the opposite week, which was last week, and they still had a lot of stuff lying around there in Florida. So keep them in prayer, as well as here in North Carolina, the mountain, as well as Rocky Mount. Keep them in prayer as well. It's a time to pray, brothers and sisters. I don't know about you if you're praying or you're just observing and not praying, but it is a time to pray. The Word of God let us know that men should always pray. All right. Well, look, we're going to get back with more gospel music. How about the traveling preacher, huh? Was he awesome this morning? Well, you can join him right here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network, as well as the Chatham County Country Boy and Patricia Waterbury. She'll be coming up after I'm off at 2 o'clock p.m. She'll be coming on with the very best in gospel music. Let's get back with more great gospel music. Thank you again so much for joining us on a wonderful Thursday. It's October the 10th, 2024. God bless you.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saves. I want you brought me out, and I don't deserve the love you give. Don't know why you chose me, but I'm glad you did. Oh, everything I have is because of you, but I'll trade it all today if you ask me to. There's nothing to no one that could ever take your place. Whatever you do, Lord, just don't ever take your grace.
Minutes after the hour of 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, you're catching the way with the Anointed One, too anointed to be disappointed, too blessed to be stressed, and too equipped to be whipped with the word of God. And many of you know, as I always say, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Now, that doesn't only apply to man, but a woman as well. And many of you around the world today, I don't know if you putting God first in everything that you do in your life, but he's number one in my book, and as for me in my house, we're going to serve the Lord with gladness and come before his presence with singing. I can wave my hand and say, God, I thank you. I can raise my voice and lift my voice and say, God, I praise you. I can clap my hand and say, Lord, I thank you. I can pat my feet and praise him with a dance of praise and worship, thanking God for what he's doing and what he's about to do today in my life. And I pray that you're doing the same as well. All right, well, look, let's get back with more gospel music coming up a little later this afternoon at 12:30 p.m. It's 30 Minutes Power Prayer Request Hotlines, where you can call in and listen with your mobile phone or on our website at nfiradio.com or call in at 563-999-3020. Joining us on this Thursday and every Thursday, it's Reverend Frances Good Holloway, as she'll come forth with a 10-minute word for today, and she'll follow that with prayer for 20 minutes. All right, let's get back with more gospel music. Very pleasant. Good Thursday morning. It's Thursday, October the 10th, 2024. God bless you.
to deserve another blessing. But he's been good to me. He's been real good.
Let me hear those hands. Come on. Y'all can't lose that here. That's it. Nashville, I'm going to take you back to Georgia, okay? Come on, Talios. Say anyway.
Anyway you bless me, Lord.
I'll be satisfied. Whoa. Say anyway.
Anyway you bless me, Lord.
I'll be
satisfied.
Come on, let me hear those hands. Come on. Say anyway.
Anyway you bless me, Lord.
I'll be
satisfied.
He.
Jesus,
till
I want no
say it again, T.
Jesus, till I want no more.
Say it again, T. Say it again, T. Come on. That's getting good. Say it again. Lord have mercy.
Fill my cup.
Let it overflow. Take it anyway. Oh Lord, I'll be. Oh, say anyway. You're blessing me. Anyway. You're blessing me. Say anyway. You're blessing me. Yeah. Say anyway. You're blessing me. Say I'll be satisfied. Say I'll be so satisfied. Say I'll be satisfied. Say I'll be so satisfied. Say ooh. Oh. Listen here, mama. I know you know I wrote this in 98, right? But we got something new tonight we want to share with y'all. Anyway the Lord decides to bless me, I'm satisfied. If my blessing don't come FedEx, I'm satisfied. If it comes in a brown paper bag with some grease stains on it, as long as it's my blessing with my name on it, I'm satisfied. But can we encourage you tonight with a new message? Say your blessing. I said your blessing is.
Your blessing is
yes, Lord. I said your blessing is.
Your blessing is
yes, Lord. I said your blessing is.
Your blessing is
come on, tell them, say, it's on the way.
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 It's on the way. Say thank you, Jesus. It's on the way.
Say thank you, Jesus.
It's on the way. Say thank you, Jesus. It's on the way. Say thank you, Jesus. It's it. Say I can feel 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 it. Say thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
It's on the way. It's on the way. It's on the way. It's on the way. Say
anyway.
Jesus. I dare you to look up toward heaven and say, bless me, Jesus. Now I dare you to get specific and say, right now. Say, right now. Say, right now. Oh, right now. Did you really know it's on the way? You sure it's on? Can you see it? Can you feel it? You know it's on. Look at somebody, tell them your blessing is coming. Your blessing is coming.
11:33 here in the capital city of Raleigh, North Carolina. Your blessing is on the way and it's coming, huh? We've got more coming your way right here from the NFI Studios, Raleigh, North Carolina. We'll be right back right after this important message. God bless you. Thank you again for catching the wave.
Join the NFI Television Gospel Broadcast, an all-new series and episodes that starts this week for 2025. With a all-new television cast, with three powerful preachers, Reverend Leon Harris, Reverend Francis Good Holloway, and Apostle Janet Wooden. Gospel videos, quartet and contemporary gospel artists around the world. Live from Atlanta, Georgia, and DeKalb, Georgia, on DeKalb Channel 25, or live stream us at DeKalb25.com. Every Saturday 4 p.m. till 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time with television host overseer, Reverend Thurlin Carney, and catch the wave. Again, our live stream channel, DeKalb25.com. Saturday 4 p.m. till 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and be blessed.
Your favorite gospel hits plays here. We're coming to you live from the NFI Studios here in Raleigh, North Carolina, as we turn it up just a little bit more, and we are right at 25 minutes before the hour of 12 noon here from the NFI Studios. Let's get back for more gospel music. You're catching the wave.
Ain't no mountain too high, we'll get by.
Show you that it ain't just where we belong.
Time will tell.
say that one more time.
You sing a song. Yeah.
I pray the prayer.
Oh, oh, oh. You pray the prayer. Oh.
I'll sing the song.
Oh, 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 oh. Come on,
children.
Yes, we need you, Jesus. We need you, Jesus. Going down memory lane right here at 17 minutes before the hour of 12 noon. That's those house-wrecking Pilgrim Jubilees with the late, great Clee Graham and Clay Graham, along with Major and many of you know Ben. All of those guys are no longer with us, as well as several of the musicians as well. Oh, my goodness. All of those guys are no longer with us, and their music is still here with us, and we're going to continually play their music right here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network for those of you request the sounds of the Pilgrim Jubilees. The late, great Pilgrim Jubilees right here from the NFI Radio Gospel Network. Look, many of you, I know today, those of you are going out, and as you go out today and you out. Just keep in mind of those that have lost their homes, they lost family members, loved ones, or friends during this flood and, And many of you, as you go out, keep them in prayer. They need prayer. And as we pray for them, let's pray for them that God will give them strength to get through this, and they will have their trust completely, totally in Jesus Christ, because he said, if you ask anything in his name, he would be in the midst. So he's in the presence of them. All you got to do is ask him, Lord, just let him know what you need. He might not come when you want him, but if you ask him with a sincere heart and believe that if you have the patience to wait on him, huh? Somebody said he will bless you and bless you more abundantly. And when he bless you, he will give you the favor that others will come and put it in your hand. To God be the glory. You're catching the wave right here from the NFI studios. Now, let's get back with more gospel music on a wonderful Thursday. It's October the 10th, 2024.
Try Jesus.
Down to the soul of my feet. My feet,
Holy Ghost. I need somebody out there. I need somebody. Not too cute today. Think back over your life. Think about the things the Lord did. That the Lord did for you. All you got to say is alright. All you got to say is alright. I'm gonna name some things. He put a roof over your head. Clothes on your back. Food on your table. I'm gonna ask you again. Ain't the Lord alright? Ain't the Lord alright? Oh, ain't he alright? Oh, ain't he alright? Everybody clap those hands. Never know who got all power. Help me say Jesus. Tell me, call him. Tell me, call him. There's power, healing, deliverance in the name. Deliverance in the name. Victory reign. Hold us. There's something about the name of Jesus. There's something about the name of Jesus. It's the sweetest name. It's the sweetest name. He kept talking about Jesus. Bishop told us. He's a miracle worker. He's a miracle worker. He's a healer. The reason I know my auntie came down with the COVID-19 virus. No time to get on the phone. No time to get on Facebook. I went down on my knees. I call him. Jesus. Ow, Jesus. Guess what, y'all? God healed her. I said, thank you. Right now. If you know it, give him your best praise out there.
If it's something hot you want, then it's something hot you'll get.
He's got it.
He got it.
If you're in the valley, though, he got that too.
He got it.
On the mountaintop.
He got it.
Like a $50 bill, telling the truth to the Lord, deliver you. He's got joy. He's got love. He's got peace. Huh? He's got it all. Huh? Whatever you need, God's got it. We are right at the top of the hour of 12 noon on a wonderful Thursday, October the 10th, 2024, giving God all the praise, the glory, and the honor, and thank you again for catching the wave. For those of you, your very first time catching the wave, we are right here 7 days a week, Mondays through Sundays, 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. You can join us on our website at nfiradio.com, and you can join us on Facebook Live. Simply go to NFI Radio Gospel Network, Raleigh, North Carolina, on Facebook. And you can dial in with your mobile phone and listen as well. Simply dial 563-999-3020. And don't forget our NFI television gospel broadcast that airs every Saturday at 4 o'clock p.m. to 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time out of Georgia, out of DeKalb, Georgia, on channel 25. And you can live stream us anywhere in the world. Simply go to DEKALB25.com. Again, live stream us on Saturdays at 4 o'clock p.m. You can join us live at DEKALB25.com. For those of you, again, this network is not a normal network. We are concerned about man and woman, soul and spirit, that we may compel them to come to Christ. We're not about competition or compromising. We're about doing the will of the Lord, and that is to win souls for the glory of God. He who wins souls is wise. That's the word of God. So that's what we're all about here on this network. We're not about competition. We're far off from that. And we're not about compromising. You know what compromise means, right? When you hear somebody can offer you some money, and you know, and they tell you, "Hun, take this. If you go along with us, we're going to give you this," right? No, we're not about that. We turn that down. If it's not according to the word of God, from Genesis to Revelation, line upon line, precept upon precept, don't forget what I shared with you. We'll be right back with more gospel music from the NFI studios here in Raleigh, North Carolina. God bless you, and thank you for catching the wave. Join the NFI Radio Gospel Network with 30 Minutes Power of Prayer 2024 here on the NFI, Mondays through Thursdays, 12:30 p.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Power of Prayer. Men and women of God that are coming forth praying for you, this nation, and the people around the world for healing, deliverance, and setting the captives free. Don't miss us right here. The Power of Prayer Request Hotline, Mondays through Thursdays, here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network, where the breakthroughs and miracles are manifesting in this year of 2024. Join us, the Power of Prayer Request Hotlines. Dial in anytime. That's 563-999-3020. Again, that number, 563-999-3020. We'll look forward to hearing from you. The Power of Prayer Request Hotlines, here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network, 12:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
NFI, North Carolina, Georgia, California, New York, Seattle, Washington, around the world, in studio, NFI, Radio Gospel Network, the number one quartet station in the world.
I got the monkey on my back. gave my life over to Christ. He changed my life and now I'm fine and free. Don't have to carry no more weight up on my shoulders. Now I'm finally free. Finally. Oh yeah. So many things in life I had to give up on. But my God didn't give up on me. No, he didn't. He gave me another chance. Yeah. I was blind, but now I see. Oh, yeah. I finally gave my life to Christ, and now I'm finally free. Anything I need, my God provides for me. Yeah. I just want to thank you, God, for loving me, taking care of me, me and my family. I gave my life over to Christ, he changed my life, and now I'm finally free. Don't have to carry no more weight up on my shoulders, now I'm finally free. Finally, oh yeah. People talk that what they do and what they say can't stop my moves. Let me say a thing or two about what God can do for you. I know he did it for me, I know that he do it for you. Because I am living proof of what my God can do for you. People change, but my God won't change. I weathered the storm with a smile on my face. Singing hallelujah is the highest praise. Lord, I want to thank you for another day. Now I'm finally free. Anything I need, my God provides for me. I just want to thank you, God, for loving me, taking care of me, me and my family. He took the shackles off my feet, now I can dance, and now I'm finally free. Finally free. This was for the people in the world who believe in Jesus. He took the shackles off my feet, now I can dance, and now I'm finally free.
Now I'm finally free.
This was for the people in the world who believe in Jesus. I'm feeling good, I got a monkey on my back, and now I'm finally free. I gave my life over to Christ, he changed my life, and now I'm finally free. Don't have to carry no more weight up on my shoulders. Now I'm finally free. Finally, oh yeah.
Thirteen minutes after the hour, 12 noon, the brother said, "I am finally free, huh?" The word says that he whom the Son set free is free indeed, huh? He's finally free. Said he got the monkey off his back, and he's not carrying any heavy weight on his shoulder. He's finally free. He's finally free, huh? All right. Once again, want to thank those of you for locking in on a wonderful Thursday, October the 10th, 2024. Again, keep those in prayer. The families that lost their loved one during the flood and the storm, Rocky Mount, the mountains, as well as, I believe, Asheville, Florida, Georgia. Keep them in prayer. They need prayer, and we need prayer all over this nation, the United States of America. And those of you, as we prepare to go into prayer on today, coming up very shortly, right at the bottom of the hour, 12:30 p.m. today, one of our intercessory prayer warriors that's here every Thursday at 12:30 p.m., Reverend Francis Good Holloway, will be coming forth live with a 10-minute word of encouragement for today, and she'll follow that right into prayer for 20 minutes. So those of you, join us, huh? And tell a neighbor, tell a friend, we are on live Mondays through Thursdays, at 12:30 p.m. to 1 p.m. for 30 minutes power of prayer. Now, those of you, if you don't join in, then you're going to miss out on your blessing, because these men and women of God have been interceding and praying for you and this nation, and that's what we need. We need unity in this nation. We need unity in the United States of America. We got a division of separation, strife that's going on, pride that's going on. We got racism that's going on in this country, in this nation, and that's not needed. That's not needed. Look, think about it. If you keep saying that you believe in Jesus and you are continually saying that you go to church, but then when it comes to going to heaven and you're going to be facing people of all different nationalities, because you're going to put away this old man, huh? You're going to be a new man, huh? This body, this mortality, going to put an immortality. So this body that you have now is not going to go and be with you in heaven, huh? You're going to be a new creature in Christ, not just here on earth, but even in heaven. And the angels are covering you as I speak, and they are watching over you and your family each and every day. And I don't know if you believe in the angels or not, but somebody said, the angels in heaven done signed my name, huh? Well, I know one name that above all names, that he said that every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, no matter how much money you got in your pocket, and no matter how many homes you have and how many businesses you have on this earth. I never seen a hearse pulling a U-Haul, so you can't take it with you. So if you're putting all of your trust in material things, then you're going to miss out on the godly things. God bless you. Let's get back with more gospel music live from the NFI studios. I'm your host, the Anointed One.
Y'all, I had a friend of mine to come help me do this one, the late, great Pastor Sean Jones. Y'all clap your hands while we sing it.
Lord, I really want to thank you, Lord, for blessing me. Yes, sir, you opened up some ears that were closed. That were close,
never close to me.
Never left my side, but I
always were right there.
And I don't have to worry, cause I'm in the Lord.
Need the Lord
to stay with you.
Stay with me.
I don't
remember the church I grew up in, they would sing a song. I said, Christ is Lord. Can be on your side today and turn on you tomorrow. But I found a friend in Jesus. There's not a friend. There's not a friend like an only Jesus can. Every now and then,
every now and then, I let my mind run back and think about the goodness of Jesus.
I want everybody to get up with this one. This is our last song. You guys have been great. I hope you enjoyed yourself. Everybody, come on. Clap your hands. Come on. Everybody, come on.
Tell him all of my troubles, that I know I can't.
listen, if you don't mind, I want to take time out. Can I talk to him? And just talk to him. Listen, my Savior,
I talk to you, Jesus.
My Lord,
I want to talk to you.
Everlasting
God, I want to talk to you, Jesus.
I come to you right now.
I want to talk to you.
Just to speak,
as
I know how.
I want to talk to you.
There's a few things that's vexing me.
You
told me you and I can have a conversation whenever I need. But listen, here we got pizza, killing pizza, for no reason, no reason at all. Little children, the medicine is everywhere. Lord have mercy. All of us by name would hold themselves and pray. She might say,
come on.
And this time from that wicked way, oh, I know you would hear. Reason why we call on your name, you can catch us.
It's Thursday, October the 10th, 2024. We are live from the NFI Radio Gospel Network, Raleigh, North Carolina. I must tell Jesus about it. The brother make me want to sing, huh? I must tell Jesus about it. Well, look, I got to do a little bit more rehearsing. All right, well, look. Put a smile on your face, huh? Tell God thank you anyway, huh? Regardless of your situation or your circumstances, there's nothing too hard for God. We are right at 27 minutes after the hour of 12 noon Eastern Standard Time, and what a wonderful time it is to give God praise and glory and thank him for all that he's doing and what he's about to do. You haven't seen nothing yet. The best is yet to come. Look, coming up right here very shortly, in several minutes now, it's 30 minutes, Power of Prayer, request hotlines where you can call in at 563-999-3020 if you want to listen with your mobile phone, or you can go to our website at nl5radio.com, and you can also go on our Facebook page at NL5 Radio Gospel Network, Raleigh, North Carolina, to listen live. She's back again today. It's Reverend Frances Good Holloway with 30 Minutes Power of Prayer, and she's going to come forth with a word of encouragement for about 10 minutes, and she's going to go directly into prayer. So tell a neighbor, tell a friend to tune in and get ready for this powerful woman of God as she prepared to come forward on this Thursday, October the 10th, 2024. We'll be right back with 30 Minutes Power of Prayer request hotlines right after this.
This is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. This is Apostle Barbara Watson coming to you from Lewisburg, North Carolina, Christian Life Church of God, Inc., along with
Pastor Gladys Smith. We invite you to join us on Tuesdays from 9:30 to 10 o'clock a.m. and on Thursdays from 1 o'clock to 1:30 p.m., where we teach the Word of God and we enjoy the Word of God. Join us.
It's the way.
Welcome to the Power of Prayer, Request Hotline 2024. Intercessory prayer warriors. Men and women of God. Praying for you. Heard Monday through Thursday at 12:30 p.m. till 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Feel free to call in at any time at 984-733-3977 for one of our prayer warriors to pray with you on our 24-hour hotline. To listen now, by phone at 12:30 p.m., call 563-999-3020. Again, to listen now, call 563-999-3020 or go to our website at nfiradio.com. Now let's join Reverend Frances Holloway as she intercedes for you in this nation. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, family, and thank you for joining me on this blessed, thankful Thursday on Power of Prayer. I'm Reverend Frances Good Holloway. For those who are joining for the very first time, thank you for tuning in, and please block this time in to remember to join us again. Before I pray, I definitely want to just give you some words of encouragement. Last week, I pray that you remember, purchase for a purpose is our theme, purchase for a purpose. And it comes from 1 Corinthians 6:19-20. And I'm just going to give you a little bit about what we did, just a review from last week so we can continue part two this week because it's so important. So the question is, in verse 29 of 1 Corinthians, do you not know that your bodies are temples of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have received from God? You are not your own. You were bought at a price. Therefore, honor God with your body. See, last week I spoke about the fact that we are a purchased possession. God possessed us because he purchased us, which means that we do not own ourselves. We were purchased by the blood of Christ, and our bodies have become the temple of the Holy Spirit. Because God created man to enjoy the vast riches of this universe and not to destroy them and not to destroy our bodies. So how do we honor God with our bodies? The Bible says that we honor God with our bodies by treating it as a temple and dedicating it to God's purpose. And I know we think the church is a temple and all of that, and we go in and we be careful what we say and do and all, but our bodies are the temple of God that carries the Holy Spirit with us every day and everywhere we go. So we have to be mindful of that. And some ways to honor God with our bodies also include natural things. And see, we talk about spiritual things, but we have to talk about natural things because it will manifest itself through the spiritual things. And so we need to make sure that we are taking care of our physical bodies by eating well, exercising, getting enough rest, avoid harmful substances, you know, drugs, illegal drugs and all of that. And then we should practice meditating to be able to take care of our mental health. We don't have to always run to a psychiatrist. We can do that by studying the Word of God. Write your thoughts down in your diary, what God is speaking to you, and then knowing the spiritual gift that God has given you for the body and use that. It also includes taking care of the natural bodies, not being immoral, you know, insects and all of that stuff, adultery. Stay away from that because that defiles the body. And then knowing that God has paid a great price for our bodies through the blood of Jesus Christ. So let's go to part two. We are purchased for a purpose also to glorify God. To glorify God. Everybody say, to glorify God. Psalm 19:1 says, the heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament shows his handiwork. The handiwork is in us here on earth, and that's what people can see, the things that God has called us to do. And in this psalm, David meditates on God's creation. He meditates on God's word, and he also meditates on his own sinfulness and God's forgiveness. You see, as God reveals himself through nature, which is Psalm 19:1-6, we learn about his power and our limited nature ourselves. And as God reveals himself through scripture in Psalm 19:7-11, if you're taking notes, we learn about his holiness and also about our sinfulness. And as God reveals himself through daily experiences in Psalm 19:12-14, we also learn about forgiveness, and that frees us from guilt. When we know that we are sinned, and I'm not talking about going out in the street, running around, that we are saved and all, but just being angry, upset, don't forgive people. God will free us from that, that we don't have to carry a burden with someone else tries to put on us. Because the word of God tells us that the angels were praising God and singing what? Glory to God in the highest heaven and on earth, peace and goodwill to all men. The angels even are praising God. So why? Because man is purchased to glorify God, and we should glorify God in our bodies and our spirit, and that includes everybody, man, woman, children. As we teach children, as they see us praising God and glorifying God, studying and reading his word, our children will pick it up too. So we need to go back and just thank God for the cross that Jesus died on, that shed our blood. And that's why we have to glorify him continuously. And then we need to be loyal to our church family. But he says in 1 Corinthians 12, but now has God set the members, every one of them in the body as it pleased him. And if they were all one member, where were the body? But now there are many members, one body. It does not matter. So many thousands of churches all over the world, but we still one body of believers. Then we should be good stewards. We should be good stewards of our time. Use our times wisely. Then we have time. We don't have time to glorify God. We don't have time to pray. We have to learn to use our time wisely. Give it to God. And even the gift that he gives you, don't use the gift to try to exalt yourself. Give it to God. It's for the body of God, for the body of believers, as we all come together as one and allow him to command the blessings right there. Give your obedience and submit yourself and your will to God daily. That's how we glorify him. See, nothing is more hurtful to God than direct disobedience. When we disobey God and his word, and when we come together and then we always are at odds with each other and we are brothers and sisters in Christ, that grieves the heart of God. We're supposed to be coming together at one, glorifying God, lifting up his name for all the great things he has done. Remember, God will allow us to do as we please, even to your sorrow and destruction. You will be the loser, not God. He allow you to do it, but he doesn't want to have to make you do it. He wants you to come boldly to the throne of grace and let your request, whatever it is you're praying for, be known to him. He wants you to do his will and thereby receive blessings for yourself, and that will glorify God. It glorifies God when we are doing what he called us to do, and then he can bless us tremendously. And I thank God for this time of just remembering and reminding you all, because I have to, you know, think about these things also, and everybody on earth. And so when we come ministering, we are talking to ourselves first, right? So let us go into prayer. Father, we just praise you today, and we just thank you for your word reminding us today that we are a purchased possession, meaning that your son Jesus purchased us with his blood that was shed on Calvary's cross, that he paid a price which no man could possibly pay. And for that, God, we come today saying thank you. And therefore, our bodies are now the property of Christ who died. It is for the Lord. Our bodies are for you, Father God. We thank you for it. Help us, Holy Spirit, to use our bodies wisely, that our bodies will develop as we study your word to become like Christ, who lived as a man on earth but did not sin. You also said, Father, that we were purchased to glorify your name, and that is above all names, that the heaven itself declare your glory, angels sing of your glory, and man is purchased to glorify you, Father, also. Thank you, Father, for not leaving us out, but just joining us in, letting us know, Father God, that it's through glorifying you that you, Father God, hear our cry when we don't know what to do, Father God. You are right here with us because we continuously to keep you at the forefront. forefront of our minds and in our hearts. And in the name of Jesus, we come today offering up thanksgiving that you have called us to be fellow workmen, joint promoters, and laborers together with and for you here on this earth. And Father, therefore, we commit ourselves to pray and not to turn coward, not to faint, not to lose heart, not to give up, but to continue, Father God, in your word, continue to hear your voice, and continue, Lord, to order our footsteps. And you said when you order our footsteps, you will delight in every step that we take, meaning, Father God, that we have to walk worthy of the calling that you have on our lives and take it not just in the four walls, but out in the communities, Father God, compelling those who are not saved, Father God, to come to Jesus, the one who can do anything and everything that you need and give you in your life. And so today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we fearfully and confidently and boldly draw near to the throne of grace, Father, that we may receive your mercy and find grace to help in good times and bad times for our neighbors who are in need of, and for each other, Father God. We just glorify your name today for who you are, Father God. For what you are doing on earth today, we're not even looking at the darkness that's going on. We're looking at what you are doing in the hearts of your people, Father God. Regardless of what we see in the natural, Father God, it's a spiritual realm that you want us to concentrate on, and we will not be moved by what we see, because sometimes we stand by reacting to negative, and then we begin to spread out negativity also. And so, Father, then that means that we are disgracing you, because you call us to lift each other up. You call us to pray for those who despitefully use us, Father God, regardless of what. But this is the confidence, Father God, that we have in you, that you said that if we ask anything according to your will, that you hear us. And if we know that you hear us, whatsoever we ask to help us fulfill the purpose that you have called each one of us to do, we know, Father God, that we have a petition that we desire of you, Father God. So we thank you, Lord God. We praise you, Father God. You said you have given us all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of you, which means, Father God, we have to get in your word and find out all your promises as to what you will have us to do here on earth, Father God. Because when it comes to time, we need to do not know what prayer to offer. When we come, when something happens, we need to know the correct prayer to pray, Father, in that time. So when it comes to a time that we do not know what prayer to offer and how to offer it worthily as we ought, we thank you, Father. Hallelujah, that the Holy Spirit that you sent when Jesus went back to be with you, you said that Jesus said he will ask the Father to send the Holy Spirit to come to not walk beside us but live in us. And Lord God, I thank you for the Holy Spirit that you sent when we don't know how to pray, to live in us who are believers, will come to our aid and bear us up in our weakness, of which is our inability to produce results. Sometimes we don't see the results right away, but Lord, we got to trust you with all our heart and stop leaning upon our own understanding, Father, but in all our ways acknowledge you. For your word says that the Holy Spirit goes to meet our supplication and pleads on our behalf with unspeakable yearning and groaning too deep for uttering. Sometimes we can only just utter a moan, but God, you know what we are saying. And he who searches the heart of man knows what is in our minds, which is the Holy Spirit. You also said, Father God, to encourage your people today that the Holy Spirit intercedes and pleads in our behalf, on behalf of your children, according to and in harmony with your will, Father. And for that, we said, thank you, Father God. And Father, we also ask the Holy Spirit, teach us how to be good stewards of our time, how to use our time wisely, our talent, as to how to use it for your glory and for the kingdom of God, and not to exalt ourselves, Father God. How to use the things that you have given us, our possession, Help us to make sure that we share what we got with others when we find other people struggling, by realizing that everything that we have belongs to you. So we take this time, Father God, and touch and agree with anyone who has been attacked in their bodies, Father God. For you said in Exodus 15:26, if you will diligently listen to the voice of the Lord your God and do that which is right in his eyes and give ear to his commandments and keep all statutes, I will not put none of these diseases on you that I put on the Egyptians, for I am the Lord your healer. So from that scripture, we know, Father God, that you do not put sickness on your children. Therefore, Father, I bind sickness right now that has invaded anybody under my voice and bodies, even right now, Father God, the enemy that has attached itself to your children right there. And we said, loose them in the name of Jesus and never come back again in the name of Jesus. For you said, whatsoever we bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatever we loose on earth shall be loose in heaven. And we loose whatever it is that has any one of us captured right now in our bodies, Father. We loose it away from us, Father God, right now, in the name of Jesus. But Psalm 107, God said that you came, Father God, that you sent your word to heal us and deliver us from all destruction, Father God. And so, Lord, as you have come to heal and deliver us, Lord, we thank you that we don't have to wallow in it. We don't have to accept it, Father God, because I know when the enemy attacks my body, and he does, I say, brethren, I don't receive it. So saints, don't receive it. Speak loud. Do not receive it, because God is not giving you that. God said he come that you may have life and have it more abundantly. He said, 1 Thessalonians 4:13-18, do not mourn as if there are no hope in you. Do not get into a self-pity, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, we cover everyone on this line, Lord, for whatever is going on in their bodies, in their minds, Father. We cover the minds, so this is where Satan attacks, Father God. Everyone who has been attacked in their mind, Father God, and some even feel like they don't know how they're going to make it, but Father God, it's through you and through your word that said, come unto me, those who are labored and are heavy laden. God said he will give you rest. God said he gives rest to the weary, a saint. Don't allow the enemy to speak louder than the word of God, because God is speaking through his word. And so continue in his word. Hear his voice. And a stranger you will not follow. For God said he called you. He called you in a time like this to be the light of the world. You can't be a light if you've been over going through, because you need to learn to bind that enemy as we are doing right now, touching and agreeing for each other. Whatever it is that could be cancer, we come against cancer. We know cancer is no worse than any other kind of disease, but the enemy tries to make people think that once it is in the body, that's it. But no, God is greater than cancer, you all. Don't let the enemy take the joy out of your life, because one thing we do know, cancer is not greater than God. Any sickness that you are going through is not greater than the Father who made your body. He made us in his image. And so I pray, Father God, I pray for the strength of everyone online. I pray that they will continue in your word. Don't allow negative things to separate them from the word, because the enemy was speaking in mind, well, look at your God. He can't do this. The devil is a liar, and he has always been a liar. And so I command the enemy to leave your presence right now in the name of Jesus. Lord God, I pray that the people are hearing my heart to embrace the word of God. Embrace the word of God. Embrace what God is speaking to you. Glorify his name. Worship him. Even through pain, worship him. And I tell you, it works in my life, and I know it will work in yours. worship through the pain. Worship through the bad report that you get through the enemy. Yes, when we go to the doctor, and Father, we know the doctors are limited. They are practicing. But God made our body, and the creation cannot be greater than the creator. So don't expect the doctor to do what only God can do, saints. Don't come together. Pray one for another. Let us know, Lord, as we come on this air, that we are so serious because the enemy is trying to divide and conquer. He's trying to kill God's people to close our mouths. We shall not be silent. We shall not be silent. Because the word of God is like a two-edged sword. It cuts going in and it cuts going out. But it brings, though, then he turns around and heals, Father God. That's the God we serve. The mighty, mighty God we serve. He is our healer. And if we give in to the enemy, we allow him to win. But he will not win today. And as long as we can come on power of prayer, and encourage you, we're going to do it because God has a mouthpiece that cry loud and spare none. And we have been called for a time like this because of all the things that are going on in the world. We cannot run away from what we see, but we can do something about what we don't see. And that is God working mightily. And that is because we don't see it because we got to know that he's working by faith. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. And we know that God, when God says he's going to do something, he does not miss words. He watches over his word to perform it. So I want you all to really, truly praise God, worship God, even through hard times. Just worship him. And I promise you, you will hear his voice. Even in the night sleep sometimes, God speaks to me. Even waking up just lying quietly, God speak. Try that. Just try listening to God with the spirit, not so much with your natural ears, but with your spirit. I call to stay blessed. I call you healed. I call those who are not saved into the kingdom of God. If you have not accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior, and God has given you the unction to call in on this power of prayer, then today is for your salvation. Come to Jesus. Romans 10:9-10. If you confess with your mouth, believe in your heart that Jesus died and he rose on that third day, and you said that you believe it, and you truly say, Jesus, come into my heart and be my Lord and Savior, I tell you, he will do it right away. He will not, you know, kind of, you know, wait around and just see. He will do it right away. And then those, you know, who have already saved, and you know that you are saved, in the name of Jesus, then you, me, and you are out there doing something, you're falling away, come back to Jesus today. This is your time. This is your time. This is your day. Repent. Turn back to the Father who will forgive you of everything. And then we got to help somebody else. Because there may be someone else, or your friends or your family members, that are falling away. Don't talk negative about them. Speak them back into the kingdom of God. So, Father, we just glorify your name today. We worship you today, Father God, because of who you are. And because, Lord, I love you so much for just giving me this opportunity to just encourage your people, Father God, as people encourage me. Because just studying your word, it just helps me to grow even more, Father God. So I thank you for everyone on the line. I thank you for the ministers, the pastors, evangelicals. I thank you, Lord God, for the overseer of this great program, this platform that you have allowed him. And that is our overseer, Pastor Sterling Curley, Father God, a man after your own heart. I thank you for what you're doing, even at this time. And I close by saying, we are the heel of the Lord. Just keep saying that. Keep saying, I am the healed of the Lord because God sent his word to heal me and deliver me from all destruction. Don't speak negative. Don't speak the problem. Speak the answer from God. Speak the answer. Don't speak the problem. Speak the answer. What God is saying in the word of God. And so I thank you for joining. I praise God for you. And I call God that word fruitful. And when he sends it out, it's going to do what he sends it out to do. And that is draw all men unto him. You all have a blessed weekend and also a blessed rest of the day. Love you so much. See you next time.
Everybody sing out.
This is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. This is Apostle Barbara Watkins coming to you from Lewisburg, North Carolina, Christian Life Church of God, Inc., along with
Pastor Gladys Smith. We invite you to join us on Tuesdays from 9:30 to 10 o'clock a.m., and on Thursdays from 1 o'clock to 1:30 p.m., where we teach the Word of God and we enjoy the Word of God. Join us.
Catch the way.
Welcome back to the program. Now let's join Pastor Gladys Smith and Apostle Barbara Watkins of the Christian Life Church located at 6762 Highway 56 West, Franklinton, North Carolina. Now here is Pastor Gladys Smith.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon. We tell God thank you. Yes, I do. Yes, I do. For another brand new day that He has made. Yes, I tell God thank you because He is the same God yesterday, today, and forevermore. He never, ever changes. He is the holy God. He is the righteous God. He is the God that loved us so much that He sent His Son Jesus to go on the cross for us. And what I love about the triune is they work together on our behalf. When Jesus went back to be with the Father, He left the Holy Ghost as a comforter for us. And I tell y'all, God, thank you. I thank God for all that He is doing. And I thank God that He has power over Satan. And that Satan can't do no more than God allowed him to do. And I tell God,
hey, yo, AJ and Gwen, I got a churchy one for you. Come on, Billy.
Woo.
This praise is for everything the devil tried to throw your way. Every obstacle you had to climb over. For every friend that left you and turned their back on you. Don't worry. Just remember these three words. It is well.
Woo.
Turn your radio up right here. Come on, clergyman. I've been through it all.
I have suffered.
And friends, they let me down.
Friends have let me down.
Even loved ones.
Loved ones broke my heart.
But thank God I made it through.
Yes, I conquered.
It's the part I like. Even when I failed.
Tell God thank you for another day. As we come back on today to give God glory for all that He is doing, I tell God thank you for His Son Jesus. Father God, we thank you for this brand new day. We thank you for your Son Jesus and your Holy Ghost power. And Father God, in your Son Jesus' name, I tell you thank you for how you watched over us on last night. Father God, I thank you for touching us with your love this morning and waking us up, dear God, that you didn't require our souls in the name of Jesus. Father God, in your Son Jesus' name, I tell you thank you for all things great and small. Father God, in your Son Jesus' name, I tell you thank you
for touching our infirmities, God. Oh, Father God, I ask that you continue to be in the hospitals, God, touching right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, those that are going through surgery, God, I ask that you move right now, God. Oh, Father God, you keep the heart beating, God. Oh, Father God, you lead and guide the surgeon hands in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, I bless you, I praise you, and I glorify you, God. Oh, Father God, I thank you for being the God that is everywhere at all times, God. You know what's needed and what's not needed, and I tell you, thank you, dear God. Oh, Father God, we bless you and we praise you just for being God. Father God, in your son Jesus' name, we ask you to touch right now. In the name of Jesus, I know you see and you know, God. And I ask you to move right now in the mighty name of Jesus, that you get all of the glory, God. You said in your word, no weapon formed shall prosper. And I tell you, thank you, dear God, in the name of Jesus. Touch your leaders in the house of God. Strengthen them with your Holy Ghost power, God. Oh, Father God, continue to order their steps. Continue to lead and to guide them, dear God. Oh, Father God, I tell you, thank you for all things great and small. For it's in your son Jesus' name that I ask, trusting and believing you. Amen, amen, amen. Again, I tell God, thank you for all things great and small. I tell God, thank you for being the God that is the same God yesterday, today, and forevermore. He never, ever changes. He is the holy God, the righteous God. And I am so, so grateful. And when we need a friend, what a friend we have in Jesus. I tell God, thank you for him being our friend. He can be our comforter. He can be the company keeper. He said, I will never, ever leave you or forsake you. And I tell God, thank you for him being our heavenly father, for him being the great I am. I tell God, thank you for him being the healer, for him being the miracle worker. Whatever we need, if it be his will, he is. And I tell God, thank you. I thank God for each of you who have come on today to listen to God's word. I thank God for you. I don't take it for granted. I thank God because when two or three come together, touching and agreeing, I got it now. It ain't always in the physical, but in the spirit of God, it makes a difference. And I tell God, thank you. At Christian Life, we have worship service every Sunday at 11 o'clock. We invite you to come out and go and worship with us. We also have Sunday school at 10 o'clock every Sunday where the Word of God is taught, because when we come together and the Word is coming forth, God might give you a revelation word, or that one a word. But I tell God, thank you for the opportunity to come together. And on Tuesday nights, we have Bible study, excluding the third Tuesday nights. Our Bible study starts at 7 o'clock p.m. On third Tuesdays at 12 noon, we have noonday prayer. We invite you to come out and go in prayer with us. When you finish praying, if you so desire, you may leave, or you can continue to stay and go before God. And on the third Tuesday night, we don't have Bible study. But I always encourage you to go into the Word wherever you are, because, see, it's the Word that keeps us. It's the Word of God that gives us strength. It's the Word of God that can lead and guide and keep us on the straight and narrow. On this journey, you're going to find that there are days that you have to speak the Word to yourself. And I tell God, thank you. And coming next week, Christian Life will be having our fall revival. We invite you to come out and worship with us, and that will be on the 16th, 17th, and the 18th. and Pastor Alan Gardner and his Redeemed Holiness Church will be coming to render our revival. And it will begin nightly at 7 o'clock p.m. We invite you to come out and join us, because as we come together, I always look at revival as being a time that the saints come together and God strengthens and move on our behalf. And I know he is the God that's with us every day. But what I'm so grateful for is that when we can come together and go before God, he will be in the midst. And I tell God, thank you. As we come back on today, we're going to finish talking about the spirit that intercedes and groans on our behalf. And I thank God for the Holy Spirit being able to do that, because as he do it according to the will of God. And when God's will is done, I tell God, thank you. We know that it'll be perfect and in order. I thank God for the Holy Spirit going to God on our behalf. And as he go on our behalf, it's the things that and thoughts and feelings that we can't tell and express. But he with his sweet self will let God know, because he's groaning our hearts and our minds. And I tell God, thank you, that not only is he going to the Father on our behalf, but God's Son Jesus intercedes on our behalf. And I'm so grateful that we have someone that go to him and know what we need and when we need on our behalf. And how do I know? If we look at Romans 8, verse 26, the word of God said, likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities. For we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. I tell God, thank you for the Holy Spirit going to God on our behalf. And when he and we are groaning, we don't know. We don't, but he knows, and he goes on our behalf. I tell God, thank you for his Son Jesus and the Holy Spirit. When we go to God and the Holy Ghost go on our behalf, God's will is going to be done. Not our will, but his will be done. And we're going to find that on this journey, there are times that you know you need to pray, but you don't pray. You just step away from your prayer life, and that's not a good thing. As a son of God, as a child of God, as a Christian, yes, you should pray without ceasing, and I tell God, thank you, that as we go to the Father in prayer, I thank God that the Holy Spirit is our advocate, yes, and our intercessor, and I tell God, thank you, that as he goes, he knows what we need. When we were last together, we looked at John 16, verse 7, so that you'll know that the Holy Spirit is doing what he does best. And I tell God, thank you. John 16, verse 7, it said, nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is expedient for you that I go away, for if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you. But if I depart, I will send him unto you. Jesus knew that he had to leave in order that the Holy Spirit would come. And I tell God, thank you for his Son Jesus going to be with the Father, but he didn't leave us without a friend. He didn't leave us without somebody that could go to God on our behalf. And I tell God, thank you. He knew, Jesus knew that he had to go away. And as he went away, the Holy Ghost of God was left here on our behalf. And I tell God, thank you for the Holy Ghost. Because, see, as a person, did you know we can't really and truly pray without the Holy Spirit helping us? The Word of God said, I can do all things through Christ who strengtheneth me. And since Christ and God the Father and the Holy Spirit is one, when they come together, they are doing things on our behalf that we need done. And I tell God, thank you. When the Holy Spirit go to God, we can't understand what he is saying, but God's will is going to be done. And I'm so, so grateful when the Holy Spirit step in on our behalf. I tell God, thank you, because what a friend we have in Jesus. If we look at Ephesians 2, verse 18, the Word of God said, for through him we both have access by one Spirit unto the Father. For through him we both have access by one Spirit unto the Father. I tell God, thank you for his Son Jesus and the Holy Spirit. As we look at having access to God the Father, it comes through his Son Jesus and by the Holy Spirit working on our behalf. As we have access to God the Father, that means that we have faith in Christ and we have the freedom and the right to approach our Heavenly Father. I tell God, thank you. You can't go to him any kind of way. In the Word of God, John 14 and 6, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. And I tell God, thank you for his Son Jesus being there on our behalf. And as he is there on our behalf, yes, the Holy Ghost has access to the Father also. And I tell God, thank you. As we believe and trust in God, we believe that he went on the cross for us. We believe that he went in the grave. We believe that he rose. I tell God, thank you, that we have access to the Father, because you got to be a believer of the Word. James said we got to be doers of the Word and not hearers only. And I tell God, thank you, as we do the Word of God and we apply that Word to our life, we have a relationship with the Father. As we have a relationship with the Father, we know that we have the right to eternal life. And I tell God, thank you, as the Holy Ghost to God on our behalf, we will know for surety that God, our Father, will hear our prayers. Why? Because the Holy Spirit intercedes on our behalf that God's will be done, not our will. And when the Father and the Holy Spirit come together, they are in perfect harmony. There's no dissensions there. There's not one doing this and one doing that, but they are in harmony, and they are fulfilling the purpose that God has. And I tell God, thank you, that as the Holy Spirit does intercession with groanings that can't be uttered by no man, I tell God, thank you for that. As we look at the Word, it began to talk about speaking in tongues. And I tell God thank you because there was a season in my life when I was younger that I didn't understand. And then I would hear someone begin to interpret what that person was saying in tongues. And I got an understanding of that word. And I tell God thank you for the Holy Ghost giving us the ability to talk and speak in tongues. Then to give someone that gift to be able to interpret what is being said. Can't nobody do that but Jesus. I tell God thank you for all that he is doing, because as he does it, he will do it well. And as God does something, do you know we can trust him and have faith in him and know that his will is being done? As we look at Acts 19, verse 6, I tell God thank you. It said, and when Paul had laid his hands upon them, the Holy Ghost came on them, and they spake with tongues and prophesied. I tell God thank you for the word of God. When the Holy Ghost groans, man can't interpret that. But when tongues are spoken, that's another language being spoken, the Holy Ghost will allow and give that gift to someone to interpret. We see when Paul laid hands upon them, the Holy Ghost came upon them. And I tell God thank you that he knows what we need and when we need. And we see that when the Holy Ghost came upon them, they began to speak with tongues and prophesy. I tell God thank you. As the Holy Ghost does what he does, that God's will be done. I tell God thank you for all that he does. When the Holy Ghost groaned on our behalf because we don't know what to say, he's doing it that God's will be done. You're going to find that in this life, going to come times when you're going to go through difficult situations. You're going to be tried and tested. And things are going to come against you. But with the help of the Holy Ghost and the help of Jesus and the Father, you're going to find that you can make it through. In this world that we live in, it's a fallen world where so many don't have a relationship with God. But one thing that I do know is as we serve the true and living God, he will come to our rescue. If we look at Philippians 3, verse 20, and we're talking about this fallen world. This is a world where there's a lot of sin, but guess what? It's not our permanent home. It's not. And I tell God, thank you. Philippians 3, verse 20 say, for our conversation is in heaven, from whence also we look for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank God that Jesus is in heaven, because when we go in prayer, that's where our prayers go. That's where our hope goes and is directed. Yes, it is, and I tell God, thank you. When we pray, I have the faith and the understanding to know now that Jesus is in heaven preparing a place for us. And I tell God thank you for his son Jesus being there. And I thank God for the Holy Ghost that was left here to groan on our behalf. I thank God for the Holy Ghost leading and guiding us. And I tell you, God, thank you. Without the Holy Ghost of God, we could not make it as sons of God. And I tell you, God, thank you. As children of God, we have been adopted by the Father. And I tell you, God, thank you for his son, Jesus. Because when he adopts us as his children, he don't kick us to the curb. If you don't feel him, you can't blame it on God. You have to look at yourself. As we look to God for everything that we need, I tell God thank you that he loved us so much that he adopted us as his children. And he did that because he loved. As we look at Romans 8 verses 15 through 17, the word of God said, "For ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. The spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ, if so be that we suffer with him, we may be also glorified together." I tell God thank you for his son Jesus. I tell God thank you for the Holy Ghost of God interceding on our behalf. I tell God thank you because he loved us so much and cared for us so much that the Holy Ghost groans on our behalf. I tell God thank you that as we serve the true and living God, that even in our times of weakness, we can call on him and he will come to our rescue. I tell God thank you for being the God that loves us so much that he said, "I will never ever leave you or forsake you." That the Holy Ghost is here groaning on our behalf. And as we go to God in prayer, the Holy Spirit prays on our behalf also. And I'm so grateful for that. And as he prays on our behalf, in groanings that can't be uttered, that's a clear indicator that he knows what he is doing. I tell God thank you for his son Jesus and the Holy Spirit, that as we live a holy and righteous life, that our prayers go up to heaven. I tell God thank you that as we grow in him, we get an understanding of who he is and all that he can do. Jesus knew that we were going to need an advocate to come to the Father on our behalf. And I thank God for the Holy Spirit. Man can do what man can do. But I thank God that with the Holy Spirit, He and the Father and His Son Jesus knows and can do all things. When you don't know what to say, know that the Holy Ghost is there groaning on your behalf. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you.
You have been listening to Pastor Gladys Smith along with Apostle Barbara Watkins of the Christian Life Church located at 6762 Highway 56 West, Franklinton, North Carolina. Be sure to join them every Tuesday at 9:30 a.m. to 10 o'clock a.m. and on Thursdays 1 p.m. to 1:30 p.m.
How to live holy. I've learned how to live right. I've learned how to suffer for.
welcome to the NFI Radio Gospel Network. Today,
you're in the mix in HD2 sound with tight acoustic bass. It's the NFI giving God the praise.
I'm in production.
It's so amazing.
It's so amazing.
Welcome to the NFI Radio Gospel Network.
You're in the mix in HD2 sound with tight acoustic bass. It's the NFI giving God the praise.
I'm in production, doing a remix, worldwide enigma, making platinum hits. New wine coming, get some of this. Stand and give God the praise.
Catch the wave on the NFI.
I'ma do it like this, and I need y'all to put the devil under your feet when I say, oh, Dr. G.
Dr. G. Yeah.
Said
he would.
Said he would.
Made everything alright.
Somebody hit home. Dr. G.
Dr. G.
Yeah.
neglected heart, here in heart, they shall see God. And the righteous man will go on his way. Only way, yeah.
gospel music at its best. That's the late, great Reverend F.C. Barnes and Sister Janice Brown. More music like that coming your way. Want to thank all of you so much for catching the wave. We're going to be right here with you all the way up to 8 o'clock p.m. tonight. So those of you, if you love the very best in quartet and contemporary Christian music, well, you got the right station and you got the right time. Every day, that's 7 days a week, Mondays through Sundays from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. It's 15 minutes after the hour. More music and more of the very best in the Word of God coming your way. Thank you so much. Again, our website is nfiradio.com. Again, our website, nfiradio.com. And you can join us also on Facebook Live simply by going to NFI Radio Gospel Network. All right, well, look, let's get back with more music. I've got some great news for you right here from the studios in Raleigh, North Carolina. Your number one quartet and contemporary Christian station in the world. I'm your host, the Anointed One.
Children, when you pray,